several years ago, when the late, great Charlton Heston was still alive, Special Services escorted him from the first-class lounge down the jetty to the aircraft and introduced me to him. He was travelling on our flight from Los Angeles through to London. And, oh, Alison, just to be in the presence of such a silver screen great, and he reached out his hand, and I've got quite big hands, but his hand was like a shawl.
Really? Was he a huge man?
Big in... Probably, I'm 6'4", and he probably wasn't as tall as I am, but he seemed huge, and he stretched out his hand, and he puts his hand in front of you, and he shakes his hand, your hand, and he said to me, "It's a great..." I can't do an American accent, Alison. He said, "It's a great pleasure to meet you." And he looks you right in the eye.
Did you go all ridiculous?
Forgive me, but yes. Is that ridiculous? It is, isn't
did
it?
Did you do like a silly curtsy or a bow and go all obsequious?
Tug
your forelock and...
I escorted him into first class, and he... You know, when you're that big in the film industry, he wanted... for nothing. I escorted him to his seat, and he knows the score of flying first class travel, but he was just such a gentleman in the truest sense of the word. He sat down in his seat. He was traveling with his wife, Mrs. Heston, and they were just the most adorable people. And every time I looked at him, I just thought, you are the gladiator. You are such a big screen legend. And he sat there, and he was just delightful to serve.
Did he did he have an aura around him, Peter?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Alison. He did have an aura. I spoke to the lady, the researcher, just earlier, and yes, he had, just a presence that you, in a strange kind of way, you just kind of respected. Even if you didn't know he was a movie star, he had this aura that you just warmed to instantly. The way he looked, the way he looked at you, the way he greeted you, the way he was with you, his demeanour. He was just a lovely, lovely, lovely man.
100 films he was in over the course
really?
Of 60 years, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
Greatest Show on Earth, Touch of Evil, Agony in the Ecstasy. The biggest star that you ever came across in your trolley
dollies.
Yeah,
the funniest thing is, a month later, I was flying from New York to London, and Russell Crowe was on board the aircraft.
Oh, a real gladiator.
Yeah, absolutely. And Russell Crowe was equally, he's a big movie star. And again, Special Services brought him to the aircraft, and he was travelling in first class. And I thought, shall I be cheeky and tell him? So I said, Mr. Crowe, I said, I must be the only airline steward in history that's met both famous gladiators within the space of a month. And Russell Crowe said, "Why, who have you met?" And I said, "The great Charlton Heston." And he said, "What's he like?"
Oh, what a
and
great
in story. My head, I kind of thought, well, they're all in Hollywood. They all probably drink at the Gladiator Bar, and they all, like, know each other. And I just presume they all knew each other. And Russell Crowe just kept asking me questions about Charlton Heston.
Yeah, so he's almost a hero.
It was really quite bizarre that they'd never met.